The College World Series is underway this weekend in Omaha, Nebraska. For many, this will be the last stop in a long and successful baseball career. Some will go on to the major leagues, but fewer still will go on to accomplish the unprecedented, which is what former Texas Christian University pitcher Brandon Finnegan did last year. Greg Eklund reports.
My name is Brandon Finnegan. I am a professional baseball pitcher. Before TCU, I was just a Fort Worth kid. My dad taught me and my brother how to play baseball growing up. Started playing when I was four. Started pitching when I was, I think, 10.
When he was 17, Finnegan attended TCU's baseball camp. After seeing him deliver just one pitch, TCU head baseball coach Jim Schlossnagel offered Finnegan a scholarship on the spot.
You know, he was a kind of a squatty body guy, not very tall, but he had a really quick and live arm. He didn't have a whole lot of idea where the ball was going, but he was also a really good athlete, wasn't a bad hitter, and was a pretty good outfielder.
And now, here's the starting lineup for your home team, your TCU Windfrogs.
But TCU's 2013 season was a big disappointment, after which Finnegan and his teammates weren't thinking about making history. They were only thinking about how to improve the next season.
We had expectations. We had a really bad season as a team. We went 29-28. It was horrible.
Kirk Sarlos, pitching coach and recruiting coordinator at TCU, in that first year, he pitched good, but just didn't get any run support, didn't win a game. Going 0-8, we had a terrible year. But it all came full circle in his junior year, and he put it all together and led the best pitching staff in the country.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the College World Series.
We made it to all the way to the World Series, and that was a dream.
And on the hill, electric first-round draft pick by the Kansas City Royals, 17th overall, the left-hander Brandon Finnegan.
We just went on a big roll. I think we went on like a 9-game win streak, lost one game, went on another 8-game win streak. And we were just rolling.
The pitch. Controlled strike three over the outside corner. Laprise was frozen. Finnegan went right after him.
Despite Finnegan's strong performance on the mound, the Horned Frogs were eliminated 2 days later against Ole Miss.
We ended up losing and getting put out, and you know, I thought, you know, that was the worst thing that happened to me in baseball. I mean, it was sad because I knew my career at TCU was over.
But in one sense, Finnegan's real accomplishment was still ahead of him. 10 days after TCU's season ended, Finnegan joined the Kansas City Royals Class A affiliate in Wilmington, Delaware. A month after that, he moved to Northwest Arkansas, where the Royals have a Double-A team. And a month after that, as the Double-A season was coming to an end, Finnegan got called into his manager's office again.
And he said, "Heard you got a new car." I was like, "Yeah, I'm driving it home tomorrow." He started laughing. He goes, "You're not going home." He goes, "You're one of the big leagues, kid. You just got called up." And I was just like, wow.
Kansas City was in the middle of a pennant race and needed some pitching help. Finnegan went from starter to reliever and became a key contributor to the Royals' 2014 playoff run.
We just went on a roll. We won 8 games straight in the postseason, and it was just crazy. And the fans were awesome, you know. The town was awesome. Everybody just loved us.
And then, on October 25th, 2014, after just 7 weeks as a major league pitcher, Brandon Finnegan made history.
Look at that stat. First player in baseball history to play in the College World Series and the MLB World Series in the same year. 17th overall selection in June by the Royals, Brandon Finnegan.
TCU pitching coach Kirk Sarlos, who pitched in the big leagues from 2002 to 2008, couldn't believe what he was seeing when Finnegan took the mound in the 2014 Fall Classic.
It was kind of a surreal experience. I know it was for him. It was for me. You know, just a couple months prior, he was in our dugout. Now watching him on TV against the best in the world. And I think I was more proud of that day than I was my big league debut.
For his part, Finnegan is humble and a little sheepish about his accomplishment.
And it still hasn't hit me yet, thank God, because I think if it did, I don't know what it would do to my head. So, I mean, I ended up having a really good 2014 year. And they took my hat to the Baseball Hall of Fame, so that's pretty cool.
For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.